Hi, this is Teresa Senecola, the Christian mompreneur, and I'd like to share with you commandment number 6 of the 10 commandments of a mompreneur. Get out of your own way. Why did you become an entrepreneur in the first place? Was it the flexible schedule that attracted you, or the income potential? For many of us, the most attractive lure of the entrepreneurial path is the ability to follow our passion, to use our gifts and talents to serve others and make a contribution to the world while remaining present in our home for our family. No matter what your motivation is, the most critical factor to your success is the power of your own belief. Belief in your potential. Belief in what you're offering to your clients or customers. Belief in what this business has to offer you, others, your family. It's easy for small business owners or solopreneurs to blame the external sources for their outcomes, to blame the economy, the market, the vendors, their location, and even their own credentials or experience, or lack thereof. While these may seem like logical factors, the reality is usually this singular truth. The only thing standing in the way of our success is our own lack of faith. Most self-made millionaires are of average intelligence. What sets them apart is their mindset, their thirst for knowledge and determination to do whatever it takes to succeed. Whatever it takes. When you trust in your own success, then you eliminate the excuses. You begin to experience the energy of commitment, of knowing that you are dedicated to your business and ready to take it seriously. When you truly believe in the potential of your business and your own ability to succeed, then you are willing to invest in the foundations that so many entrepreneurs ignore: proper planning, sufficient capital, marketing, and creating a qualified team to complement your strengths. You are willing to take these risks because you believe in the success of your business. So the next time you doubt your ability to reach your business goals, remind yourself to stop self-sabotage your own success and get out of your own way. How do you get in the way of your own success? What will you do to counteract that? If you're comfortable, share your answer with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ChristianMompreneur. This is Teresa Senecola, and you've been listening to the 10 Commandments of a Christian Mompreneur.